here's a story from The World.
Fatima spoke about people who are suddenly homeless in Beirut after yesterday's blast. Later this hour on the show, the spontaneous generosity of fellow Lebanese who jumped in and opened their doors to help. The NHL is back on the ice in a hockey bubble. Two Canadian cities, Edmonton and Toronto, hosting all the action. 5 days in, no positive COVID tests. After a nearly five-month hiatus, it's good to have the game going again, and safely at that. As the world's Rupa Shenoy reports, things look a bit different now, and it's not just the empty seats.
Join the NHL in the fight to end racism. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Matt Dumba.
Matt Dumba's Filipino-Canadian on a $30 million contract with the Minnesota Wild. He wasn't scheduled to play, but he stepped up to the center circle of players on the ice.
For those unaffected by systematic racism or unaware, I'm sure that some of you believe that this topic has garnered too much attention during the last couple months.
Dumba said the people who believe that are wrong.
Black lives matter. Breonna Taylor's life matters. Hockey is a great game, but it could be a whole lot greater, and it starts with all of us.
Please join us for the playing of the American National Anthem.
Then Dumba kneeled, becoming the first player in the National Hockey League to do so, 4 years after Colin Kaepernick started kneeling in the National Football League to protest injustice.
Oh, Canada.
When Canada's anthem started, Dumba stood.
But I think my biggest regret is not doing it for the Canadian national anthem as well.
This is Dumba talking to reporters later.
Because there is a lot of light that needs to be shed on what is happening in Canada and the oppression First Nations people have felt here for hundreds of years.
The NHL is overwhelmingly white and has long been criticized for its lack of diversity. Earlier this summer, Dumba launched the Hockey Diversity Alliance with other players of color, including Canadian Wayne Simmonds. Simmonds said they were doing it because many hockey fans are in denial about racism.
Every time I say something, people just they fail to believe.
Another black player, Evander Kane, said he'd been discriminated against in hockey since childhood.
You have to be 10 times better than that white kid just to get the same opportunity that he gets.
That was in June. In July, Eric Trump got involved. He tweeted his thanks to the NHL players in an exhibition game for hashtag standing during the anthem.
When the racists think that your sport is kind of the patriotic sport to be following, then you're doing something wrong, right? And Eric Trump's tweet is exactly that kind of acknowledgement.
Courtney Sito is a Queen's University professor who studies racism in hockey. Some NHL fans reacted angrily to Trump's tweet, posting photos of themselves kneeling at home. That's roughly when Dumba says the NHL hastily reached out to him about speaking before the game.
I think that they know that they have to react now, but their reactions have been just kind of skirting issues around anti-blackness.
Sito says it would have been more powerful if NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman had come out saying Black Lives Matter, like NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. And she says there hasn't been enough white allyship. When Dumba kneeled, he was alone. Everyone else stood.
It just seemed like a very lonely experience, unfortunately.
But Sito was heartened by the second game of the restarted season.
Oh, say, can you see?
Four players kneeled, including two white players.
I think that was obviously a ripple effect of Matt Dumba's expression.
And those players kept kneeling for the Canadian anthem.
Oh, Canada.
It is a very real belief that hockey is a white person's sport. So to say that we don't have issues of racism is a huge mistake.
Sito says addressing that racism is a long-term process that needs to play out on both sides of the border. For The World, I'm Rupa Shenoy.
With glowing hearts, we...